make sure that you are fully prepared, starting with your end goal in mind and working backwards, putting everything in place that you need in order to hit your 2022 goals.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
And just real life, this is the fourth time that we have now started and stopped this particular episode.
Yep.
Because we're still in the bus. We're still on the road visiting family. And we've got our giant sheepadoodle named Bananas, who insists on sitting on our lap up here while we record. So you're probably going to hear him.
Not just sitting. Sitting and breathing so heavy.
Yeah,
and
so you can hear him panting the whole time.
And then he choked on the last one as well. But so
such is real life. Now, he's probably extra anxious to see us because when we come up here to Wisconsin, to visit family, we do it for a long period of time each summer. You know, we work from the road and then we also take a lot of time to ourselves. And Lori and I just took a few days to ourselves to go up to a particular area called Door County. And we spent a couple of days up there for our 16th anniversary and just to be alone and to dream like we always do and plan like we always do. It's our favorite thing to do. And we created so many epic plans. Because it's a really special place to go up and kind of unleash your dreaming.
Yeah, I love the area. So many people don't know about the area. It is a shoreline that runs all along. We're in northeastern Wisconsin.
Yeah, so all the way along the Bay of Green Bay into Lake Michigan.
And so it's pretty much like all waterfront for a couple hours up, which
town makes after
for
town after
a
town.
Really cool touristy place to go. And they're also known for their orchards, cherry orchards, apple orchards. So everything
wineries
and cherry wine and cheese curds everywhere you look. If you don't know what cheese curds are, they are like squeaky cheese. It's such a Wisconsin thing. If you come here, even if you're a healthy person, you literally have to try the deep fried cheese curds just once in your life. Just one. It's going to be great. You're going to love it. And it's just such a fun thing to do, to go up there and go into all the little shops and go do wine tasting. What is your favorite part?
Well, it's an active place too. It's not like we go up there, eat cheese and drink wine the whole time. There's tons of hiking. There's tons of outdoor adventure, kayaking, all that fun stuff. And so I feel like we do a good job of working off at the same pace that we're putting on.
Yes.
But anyhow, what we talked about on our drive back, because it's about an hour north of here, was all about how 2022 seems to be coming up so quickly, and yet it's still quite a ways off. And we, and AKA you, are in this sweet spot right now. There's 4 months left in a year, and you're in this sweet spot to be able to make sure that you have lined yourself up, that you have planned perfectly, and that you have everything you need to make 2022 the best year of your life. Now, you're probably hearing this. I bet there's two camps. Half of you are hearing this. You're like, 2022? I'm not even thinking about 2022 yet. And others of you are probably saying, oh my God, I can't believe it's right around the corner. And it is that awkward spot, right? If I say it's 120 days away, you probably can't believe that 2022 is that close. If I say there's still a third of the year left of 2021, you're probably like, ah, lots of time. And that's why I say it's the sweet spot. And Lori and I do such a good job every year of calling out where we want to go, what we want to earn, what we need to support ourselves, what our businesses need to look like, who they need to have involved in it, and then working our way backwards so that we hit the ground running each year instead of it surprising us that all of a sudden it's here and always feeling like we're playing catch up. And we wanted to share this concept and a few things that we are doing for ourselves and our businesses so that maybe you could find yourself in our model, do it your own way, and set up 2022 to be the absolute best year ever for you guys.
And look, if I've learned one thing, it's never about one big thing, you know, to make these shifts in your life and your business. It's always these little, almost microscopic to anyone else, pivots and shifts. And for me to set up a great 2022, I'm really looking at it like, what can I do right now just to make myself feel better? This episode really came from, I was asking a question of when we go home, mm-hmm. what do you want to do to feel good and implement into your life and business right away? And for me, immediately what came to my mind was, man, whenever I make just a bit of a healthier shift, anything that can improve myself, my mental health or my physical health, because they're so related, you guys, that I always improve my business when I feel better. So for me, the first thing that I want to do is to really just improve what I'm eating, how much I'm sleeping, really pay a little bit more attention to making sure I get good sleep and making sure I move and get back into my meditation and reading practice. I've been a bit out of it, especially on the road. And the story that's coming up in my head is like, oh, it's not a perfect scenario. And I feel like I should be going and having coffee and talking with everyone. Except I'm noticing that my mental health really is taking a hit when I'm on the road and when I skip my practices. So really being relentless and ruthless around what I know is going to trickle into my business and ultimately my relationships. So when I show up better and more grounded in all relationships, it works better in all areas. So just that thing that might be making me feel a little bit anxious or selfish for taking that time right now, it's just a reminder of how important those things are. So when I go home, I'm just going to make small, tiny shifts of observing when I'm skipping meditation and trying to get in at least 3 times a week and making sure I read at night at least 3 times. So those are my main ones, and really just making sure that I'm still moving and getting out for walks and things like that.
So your number one, just to clean this up a little bit, is you're reprioritizing the tiny things that have big impact on your mental and physical health so that the rest of this year, when you hit 2022, when it stinks up on us, you're going to be in your best position mentally and physically to go cruising through that year and make it a great year.
Yes.
So for me, when you asked me that question driving home, it was, I want to have one more meeting with my team. And this is something crucial for you guys. Right before we left, about a month and a half ago, I had 2 all-day meetings spaced out about a week apart with my team where we were already planning what products we wanted, what financial goals we were going to hit, who we needed to hit those, when our launches are going to be, all of that stuff. And there's just a little bit of a few loose strings yet that I want to put some bows on in order to know that we have everything charted out for 2022. And I'll share with you kind of our methodology in doing this. We started that meeting, those 2 days of meetings. We started it with going around and asking each team member what was most important to us in our personal and professional lives in the next 18 months in order to feel like we are absolutely winning. And some of the answers that came out were things like, you know, freedom and, you know, promotion and doing this and doing that. And so with starting with what we called our individual core values, we were then able to build our business goals, our revenue goals, our launch dates and all of those things around what those core values are. Now, let me be clear. I have a very small team. I run lean and mean. But if you have a huge company, you can't get all 50 people's, you know, individual core values and then plan your entire company around that. But you can take them into consideration when you see common threads through those core values. So small team, big team, what I really highly recommend is you don't wait for the year to get here. You literally sit down. I mean, this would have been in July that we had these meetings. You sit down with that much advance notice. It's not too late. As I record this right now, we're still in the end of August. You sit down and you find out what are the core values that will make people love working here and run through a wall for the company goals. And then you work backwards, planning from those goals that accommodate those common threads of what their needs are, planning all of your launch dates, planning who else you might need on the team, all of those things. So we need one more meeting to, to put a bow on those strings. But I feel great about the plan that we created for 2022 already. And I'll share one more thing with you. I've been talking a lot lately, both with my friends and also on my individual podcast, about this concept that I kind of call perfectly rich. And what it is it's that number that accommodates your dream life. It provides for your dream life, but you don't exchange any life or energy or experiences for any number that is beyond that. And everyone has a different number. So I'm going to start really unpacking that in future episodes, later episodes. I've got some exercises that go around it. But one of the big things we realized is the past several years, we've earned more than we need by far to actually live our dream life. And so we're building 2022 around one of those big core values of building that perfect sweet spot, not too much, not too little.
Yeah, I literally love that concept because, you know, you and I have this personality where we will keep on putting new things into our life to our demise. Like, we will make ourselves totally burnt out if we don't kind of know what the bigger picture is that we're going for. That's why it's so important to have that, or goal-oriented people, or people who just end up loving to work, or ideate, or creatives, will just keep on looking at the things that sound fun and you enjoy, or, oh my gosh, I want to try that, or that could totally work for us. And you end up burning yourself out, which we've done that multiple times in our life, and just really paying attention to how we can negate that in the future. So I really only have two that I'm focusing on because the older I'm getting, the more I'm learning less is more for me. And the more that I can just focus my energy into something, the better that thing is going to turn out. And for me, it's just the health, like I mentioned, and audience acquisition for Light Pink. That is anything that can get eyes onto the brand, because there's a saying that there isn't really anything that audience and eyes and customers can't fix. And I love that theory because it's true. And this is such a layered thing. There is no silver bullet. There's not one thing that's going to be the trick to getting, you know, Light Pink out into the world. It's going to be so many things. It is going to be a mix of podcast tour with me talking about it. It's going to be a mix of me being way more present on social media and talking about the brand. It's going to be a mix of, you know, all different opt-ins. Right now we have a recipe book opt-in that's epic, you guys. You can go to lightpink.com/drink. That's lightpink.com/drink. And that is, we're doing a
10 best rosé cocktails.
10 best rosé cocktails, 100 calories and under. And that's just one of the many things. We're going to be coming out with Light Pink guide for the holidays and hosting and gifting and all of the things. It's going to be a combo of me going and speaking at different places. And there isn't going to be one thing that we're like, oh, that was it. You know, maybe we get some celebrity shout out or some influencer shout outs. And yes, those are going to be great, right? But it's never one thing. It's like sometimes you do that. Maybe you pay a celebrity or influencer for a shout out and nothing really happens.
Yeah, but nothing usually comes of it.
What you didn't see is that it's putting the brand in the forefront of their mind so that when an ad pops up that you run, or when a post comes up that we've posted, you're like, oh, I've heard of that. Or, oh, that was that thing that this person was holding. And it takes so many of these little hits. I'm telling you this because, like I said, there probably isn't much that a lot of eyes and customers could not solve for you. So it's going to be the same exact thing for you. It's not just one thing. So if you're banking on, I'll tell you, it's really funny because I said to Chris, I was like, you know, I'm having a bit of an expectation hangover because I just wanted all of these emails right away from this recipe book. And I had a minute of hearing myself say it out loud. And I'm like, it's been like a week. And you know, it's not just one thing. You know that it's not, even if it was just this one thing, that would mean I would have to get this one thing out on so many channels and never freaking shut up about it. Mm-hmm. And then it would not just be the one thing. It'd be this one thing on multiple, multiple channels and creative ways of getting it out there and pitching it in many different ways. And I'd probably change the recipe book name and I'd change some of the images around and I'd change some of the marketing. And so that's what you guys have to think about is how many ways are you out there in the world acquiring customers? What are those main messages? Where are you going to be at? And have you done as good of a job with your, you know, I know so many of you are passionate about your brand and your message and what you do and how you help people, but you have to be just as passionate about acquiring those eyes if you want your business to succeed. Otherwise, your message could be the most important thing for people in the whole world, and it's never going to get out if you don't figure out how to package it and get it in front of people.
Yep. So those are three things, guys, that we're doing to really already set ourselves up for a killer 2022, no matter what the world may present itself. You know, quick recap, number one, mental and physical health, getting back to those small practices that make a huge difference so that we are feeling our best selves cruising into it. Number two, making sure that we're planning what we call perfectly rich, meaning not too much where we're trading time and life and experience for money that we don't need because it's above and beyond the amount that is needed to live the dream life, but also not too little where we're sacrificing anything short of what our expectations are for a dream life and putting the people, places, processes in around that already. So that's set up for 2022. And then number three, audience acquisition. There's nothing that a large engaged audience can't solve in your business and AKA therefore in your financial life. And so we're concentrating on audience acquisition going into 2022.
Yep. And, you know, it all starts with the mental side for me. So in order to do all those things that I just mentioned, I know that I have to be, I have to feel mentally strong. I have to feel alert. I have to have the energy. I have to be in a mind and headspace where my brain is totally open to creative ideas and finding solutions rather than, you know, if I'm tired or not eating well, it's really easy to go down the spiral of what's wrong or why isn't this working? And truly, it all traces back to health for me. When I am in a great, healthy mental and physical space, I feel like I can do anything and you cannot get me to quit.
Yep.
Yeah. So you know how I am if I'm tired.
Oh, you don't want tired, Lori, guys.
No fun.
Here's what I'll say we do best. We have always done an extraordinary job, and this is just one more example of it, at looking forward, calling our shot, and building a path to it by working backwards. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing that has always worked so well for us. And it comes naturally to us, but it doesn't come naturally to everybody else. And you've probably heard about our Fast Foundations Mastermind for anyone with a business making less than $500,000. It's totally virtual. And we've been doing that for several years now, twice a year. Well, one of the things that we're doing is we are changing that thing up and creating more impact in less time. And we're going to be launching that one more time. And we're calling it the Sprint to 2022. It's our Fast Foundations Sprint to 2022. And we are going to, in a very methodical way, make sure that you are fully prepared, starting with your end goal in mind and working backwards, putting everything in place that you need in order to hit your 2022 goals. And it's going to be great because when I say it's a sprint to 2022, it's going to be 3 months long of one-on-one coaching plus a whole bunch of live Q&A coaching with myself and the team and Lori. And I just literally can't wait to see how far we can move the needle in a more compressed period of time, still adding in all those high-touch layers. So listen, obviously, it's going to be even more in demand because we're slashing the investment in half. Literally, everyone else's masterminds are going up. We're slashing the investment in half on this one. And because of that, there's going to be a very limited number of spots that are going to go very quickly. So we've created an early access VIP list. If you want to make sure you get in on the Fast Foundations Sprint to 2022, then text me the word FAST to 310-421-0416. Again, text me the word FAST to 310-421-0416, because that's going to put you on our early access VIP list. You're going to get a 24-hour head start to grab one of the spots before the general public does, before our audience does, before social media does, before anyone else does. Only the people on that early access VIP list will get that 24-hour head start and $1,000 off, $1,000 less price than what everyone else is going to get when you compare it to the retail value. So text me the word FAST to 310-421-0416.
Yeah, I'm so excited because, you know, we have had years and years now of people who have had just the most insane testimonials, anywhere from, you know, going from zero to six figures in a short amount of time, promised,
yep.
Saying that, you know, not promised, but we've actually had this so many times. And also just people who are exceeding any vision and goal that they had when they come in there. We've had people who don't know what they want to do to start. And then in their sometimes first, mostly second, third rounds, they end up just like knowing exactly what they want, partnering with people, mm-hmm. growing six-figure businesses. So we are so excited because the main thing about this, you know, I always say in personal development and in when you're growing a business, the thing that is lacking is your crew, your entrepreneurship friends, the people that you're going to lean on, mm-hmm. rely on, the people who are going to also be the proof for you that it's possible, the people who are going to pick you back up. This, more than ever, is about really connecting you with those people who you are going to go through this with. So I'm so excited about some of the new elements that we've added to really help them find their entrepreneurship crew for 2022.
I literally got a testimonial today. Amber, who is an amazing psychologist who's been in two rounds of FAST Foundations, she said, "Hey guys, we used one of the things that one of your guest teachers taught. And she grew her audience from 2,500 people to 21,000 people in the past few months on Instagram."
Wow.
No tricks, no nothing, just literally doing the fundamentals that were taught there. So that, like, whether it's growing your audience, growing your business, growing your income, all those things happen within the walls of FAST Foundations. And now we've compressed the amount of time that those things are going to happen in with the FAST Foundations Sprint to 2022. So if this is for you, if you want to get early access before everybody else to make sure you get a spot, if you want the cheapest investment, which by the way, we're slashing it by it'll be less than half of what it was in the past, then text me the word FAST to 310-421-0416.
I love it because it's such an opportunity for people who maybe couldn't pay the higher price from before,
yep.
To be able to have the opportunity to propel their business or maybe leap into the business of their dreams and to be in rooms and having these conversations that change the game.
Yep. Yep. So guys, whether you work with us, whether you don't, we love and appreciate every single listen. Hit us up on Instagram, share the episode, let us know what you think. We're always trying to make sure that we are creating episodes that serve you in the way that you need to be served. And until the next time, good luck and we appreciate you.